Hello, and welcome to The Centre of the Universe, a D&D podcast where four mates journey through a magical land of adventure. This week is part two of The Heist, featuring Alex playing as the Dragonborn rogue, Ups.
Absolutely no bananas. I'd stay here out of the way if I was you, because he is on the warpath. You don't want to get that, Raph. I've just had two barrels of it. Anyway, gotta run.
I'm Jody, the Dungeon Master, and we pick up the action after Ups and Doc Crash's first failed attempt at entering the manor house. And then, yeah, the next day goes by, you don't see Doc Crash at all. Around about the same time as you met last time.
I wander back to that same place.
Do a spot check. I say spot, I mean perception check. I'm old school.
Third edition.
Perception.
Yeah.
Hey, second edition, come on. That was Dungeons & Dragons, but it was Advanced Dungeons & Dragons.
That is a 15 total.
He gets you again. You think there's no one around, and then all of a sudden you hear the little chuckle. As he gets you again.
You're a creepy bastard, doggy.
You definitely don't mince your words, Ups.
So, I've been thinking about this. We've got a couple of choices. One, we can go down a chimney. Big manor house, going to have big fireplaces with big wide chimneys that all connect off. Sure, there's going to be a room up there with a chimney that's not in use. Two, we can try the bottom layer out exterior again, the ground floor exterior on the other side. See if there's any sort of, I don't know. Or it's going to be through the front door.
The front door? I mean, what would our story be?
Well, this is it. You know, two Dragonborn turning up at the door for in a tiefling residence isn't going to be looked upon too favourably. So, chimney?
Our large adult bodies are not going to fit down a chimney. Santa is either a child or a gelatinous cube.
Well, have you got any good ideas? Because, that's not canon in this reality.
The alarm. Surely we can, with your thieves' skills, did they not teach you how to bypass the alarm spell?
Well, we can bypass the alarm spell, but we've got to find where the... Hang on, if it's a spell... How do you bypass an alarm spell?
The alarm spell is got to be keyed somewhere. It's got to be centred, anchored somewhere. A glyph or something like that. I've had a whole day to research my papers, look through my effects, and then I think I know what we're looking for. Moriartis is known to keep a journal, take lots of notes. If we can find his study, find his office, then we may be able to find out more about what's here. I must know if he has it. I must know.
All right. Well, find your colouring book. Well, in that case, my recommendation would be to get us close again to the building and to send Spider Magoo in. We're not going to go back in the same way we went in last night, because that would be silly. You know, that was hit last night. They're going to put a guard there. They'll probably put guards...
I agree.
Everywhere. I think we should sneak in as close as we can, send Spider Magoo in, find the study, and then find the best way into the study from wherever that is.
Okay, so how are we getting, where are we going in? We're going up the other balcony?
I think we'll go, I don't think we'll go up the balcony first. Well, let's get there and see if there's any guards on the balconies, or see if there's anyone at the windows. And then get up on the south balcony if we can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed, there is a guard, two guards, in fact, on the balcony, watching.
On that top balcony, that first one, on the north.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to head to the south balcony.
Out of sight, obviously. You make your way. Make your way to the south balcony. You want to do the rope thing again?
Is there anyone on this balcony?
Oh, there's no guards, no.
Okay.
Unless you go round this side, you'll be in plain sight of the guards. So you'll have to go on this side. It's a slightly harder climb.
Yeah, okay. There we go. I'm going to dart up to the front of the guard, front of the building, do a little sneaky look around, make sure no one's No one's able to see, can't see anybody, and then scale up the two stories to the balcony level.
Okay. Do your climb check, please.
Athletics check? Or is it climb check?
Yep.
Athletics. Oh, it's a plus zero anyway. Oh, 19.
19 on your climb?
Yep.
Yeah, you you get up there with the rope, and Dog Crash makes it up after you. You're now on this smaller balcony on the southwest corner.
Cool.
This round parapeted balcony furnished with a canopied wicker sofa and a stained glass lantern.
All right, I go hide behind the sofa to a little stealth check to disappear. So 15 plus 7 is 22. Oh, I got my
Dog Crash also
wind.
Disappears. There is a similar looking door here leading into the building.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna check this one for alarms?
I did last time, but it didn't work very well. But yeah, but first I'm going to send the spider in to have a look around.
Good call.
Good call. Okay, so we're spending Spider Magoo in.
I like this spider. Why did no one think of this before?
I know.
Walls in this room are entirely planked in elegantly carved and polished wood, while the stone ceiling is pieces of crystal in it to allow in dim moonlight. A huge wooden bed, its linens in disarray, sits against the north wall. Matching bedside tables flank it, one with a vase of wire flowers on it. A marble fireplace is in the southeast corner. Near the fireplace is an ornate wardrobe. Its cabinet doors and drawers look as if they are not the originals, though. A scent of brimstone hangs in the dim red air.
Mm.
Beyond the bed is an open door to the north. The angled southwestern wall also has a door in it. That's the door you just come from.
Okay. Spider scuttles over there and takes a look in that room, see what's in that little room there.
This room, entirely planked in wood, is almost completely lined with ornate cabinets and drawers. A large mirror hangs on the north wall next to the eastern stained glass window that depicts a finely dressed dragonborn lord and lady.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you see that the stained glass has been not damaged, but a large X in black has been painted over the Dragonborn Lord and Lady's faces.
Right, okay, so this is Moriarty's bedrooms. There's a dresser on the side, did you say, with drawers that aren't original? And then there's another door to the east. Okay, I inform Doggy of what we found and what I think it is. I'm assuming his study should be, well, should be nearby. I'm going to get little Spider Magoo to run up to the dresser and see if he can crawl inside any of it.
Yes, it appears he can. The two doors don't quite close, and there is a gap for the spider to crawl into.
Mm-hmm. What's inside? Using your spider eyes.
All that is inside is fine clothes, nobleman's clothes, including some clothes for the winter.
I come out of there and go towards the other door.
And Spidey goes underneath the door.
Mm-hmm.
It leads into a corridor.
Okay. Is there any guards there?
Do a perception check.
Ugh, that was a one.
Through the spider's senses, you're not able to detect anything except this corridor has a few windows and doors. The latter along the wooden southern wall. The walls maybe were once adorned with dozens of portraits. Now there are just clearly less faded oblongs on the wall where these portraits may once have hung. Hanged?
Hung.
Yeah, hung's a bit rude.
Well, as long as it's done well.
The spider didn't hear anything, but here's now a door slam coming from the east. A man wearing some armour, carrying a longsword sheathed at his side, comes through the door to the east here and starts patrolling up the corridor. It doesn't seem to have seen the spider. Do a stealth check for the spider.
Stealth. Spider.
Plus 10. Four, they get.
Oh, is 7.
You see that the spider is spotted, and this veteran starts marching forward and reaches for his scabbard. Then he nods behind him, and then another guardsman comes through the door, and they're both now in the corridor. What's Spidey doing?
Spider's going to act like a normal spider and scuttle along the edge of the wall, and then he's going to run across in front of them. And then scuttle along the other side And basically, I'm just basically going to make him look like a regular old spider, and then so they can squish him. I'm just going to run towards them, basically, just kind of as a spider would, and just kind of dart towards the guards.
The famous charging spider.
It's not a charging spider. He's just like being a spider, walking, running down like the side of the hallway, kind of coming towards these guys. When he gets a bit close, he stops and sort of scuttles up the wall a little bit and then back down and then just tries to go past them, but I'm expecting them to squish him.
It's a spirit that takes an animal form.
Oh, so he's kind of glowy. Is he kind of glowy or does he look like a spider?
They don't look like they're magical, but they will squash it. Yeah, bloody yeah. Vermin. And a boot lands down. There's no physical trace left, so he goes, what the? And that's all you hear. You wouldn't hear anything else from there. Spidey's gone.
Spidey's gone. Bye, Spidey. So I turn to Doggy and say, right, okay, so past this door here is the master bedroom. There's a room to the side.
Hmm.
It could be a study, but just kind of has lots of drawers and things. It doesn't have a desk in it. It's just like a little small room. And then through the main door, there's a hallway, and there's minimum two guards patrolling that hallway there. And Spidey was crushed. I killed the spider.
He died a hero.
He did. He did.
Three in one.
Three in one, brother. I'd recommend giving it a couple of minutes just to make sure those guards don't check around further. And then I'm just gonna clumsily open this door again.
Okay. Well, Doc Crash is like, you wanna check the door first?
I'm joking. Of course, I check the door first. But let's just wait a minute, just for in case the guards come in.
Okay. Do a perception check as you listen at the door. Doc Crash as well.
Oh, dirty 20. Oh, dirty 20. I've had two 19s now.
Oh, good rolls. They come and go.
Fucking time.
So, You hear this door go, and at least three different voices. One seeming to be more sort of commandful, and two just sort of giving brief responses. You can't quite make out what is being said.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you leave it a little longer, and it goes quiet.
Okay. Did we hear the door close again?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any window slats? Are there any window slats or anything to see through? From the balcony into the main room, into the bedroom.
The stone ceiling has pieces of crystal in it to allow in dim moonlight. So if you wanted to climb up to the stone ceiling.
Yeah, so I don't trust you, Jody. I'm gonna climb up to the ceiling and take a peek in. Stealth check first.
Through the skylight. Okay, do an athletics check to climb up there.
Okay. That's a 10.
Use right? Acrobatics.
Okay, plus 7 then. 17.
So you just, you do it in more of an acrobatic way. I think that's fine.
Yeah, do a little couple of jumps.
Yeah, some parkour.
A bit of parkour.
That would be, I suppose, that would be athletics.
Stealth check to peek over the top.
Okay, stealth check.
21.
Okay, you look down through the crystal and, you don't see anything.
Spot anyone. Cool. Jump back down. I look at the search the door for an alarm glyph.
As you jump down, can you do another stealth check, please?
Certainly can.
Doc Crash is still in his hidden position.
It's a 18.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can see these guards on the other balcony still being vigilant, but they didn't see you slip off the roof there and land back in a crouch on the parapeted balcony. Doc Crash says, "So this door.
Yeah.
What did you see? Anyone in there?"
No, no one in there. Let's just kick it in.
You're really funny.
I know. Anyway, I searched the door for an alarm glyph.
Because you know what you're looking for, you can roll your perception with advantage.
17 or 12. So 17.
This time, you spot the arcane glyph. Sort of almost looks like an arcane A. Like an anarchy symbol.
Like an Avengers symbol.
Yeah, it's sort of made into part of the door frame. You spot it, and you would need to do thieves' tools to disrupt the glyph.
So 19.
Ping! You just slip a credit card in between it, and it's an old thieves' trick that you've picked up, mm-hmm. on the circus tour.
On the old route.
Yeah.
Cool. We're in.
The alarm appears to be disabled, but the door is still locked.
Okay, I pick the lock. Thieves' tools.
Okay.
18 plus 5, 20.
Hot streak. Click.
Goblin hut.
Door is open and not alarmed.
Huzzah. I dart in and
again, the door opens outwards.
Check for traps before we enter.
In the doorway?
Yeah, before we go through the doorway. So sort of around the edge of the doorway. Is there any sort of shard? Well, there's shards of light because it's a crystal ceiling. Any looking for wires or sort of very something out of place? Oh, it's off the bed. It's off the bed. I'm definitely not using that one. It was a one.
If it's not on the table, it doesn't count.
5 plus 5.
You're doing perception to spot traps.
Oh, okay. So that's plus one then.
6. You don't spot any traps in the doorway.
I take a step over anyway, just in case there's an invisible tripwire there.
Uh-huh.
Can't be too careful.
Doc Crash mimics your movements.
Cool.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to go to take guard up against the door and the north, and okay. I suggest to Dothcraft to go into the little room here and just check it out.
You hear some rooting around. You know, he's sort of opening all the ornate cabinets and drawers.
Don't forget to pick up anything decent in there.
Yeah, yeah, there's some all right-ish looking jewellery in here.
All right, let's have that.
No clues, though. Oh, hang on. Wait. No. It can't be. It's true. My fears were realised. It's here. He has it here.
Has what? What has he got? What is it you're looking for? Look, this is the second night in a row. You've got to come clean now.
He comes out of the closet with a leather bound with a leather bound book. It seems well thumbed and ancient. He's flicking through and he says it says here that the reason why Moriartus purchased this place is that he had found out that one of the manor's forgotten treasure items is an old relic from the old war, brought back from the Nine Hells by El Taxongrim, the last divine emperor. It's the Eye of Pazazu.
Mm-hmm.
Some say in the right hands it's a map to Pazunia, the first layer of the abyss, the plane of infinite portals.
Oh, doesn't sound like fun.
No, in fiendish hands, it could be a terrible, terrible thing.
Alrighty then. Okay, but you got the jewels, yeah?
I got some jewels.
Alright, good. Well, give those to me. I'll look after the jewels.
It's fine. We must move on.
Alrighty. Okay, I'm listening at the door.
We need to get to the stairwell.
To the stairwell? Okay, the stairwell.
But hang
down.
On, is can you hear anyone at the door?
I know. Hang on. One thing at a time, doggo. Hang on. The best way for us to go to the stairwell is going to be through this door here. We're going to go left and then north. We're going to come into a kitchen. No, we're not. We're going to come into, what was that room? Was that a kitchen? No, that
sitting room. Kitchen. Number 5. Room.
Yeah, number 5. It was a sitting room.
Yeah.
And then we'll go right, and then there's east, and then there's the stairwell there. The other way, I don't know. There's a shorter way, but I don't know it. I haven't seen it. What do you want to do?
Let's listen at the door, see if we can hear any guard patrols.
We listen.
Doc Rush says, I can't hear any. I can't hear anything. It's perception to listen through a door.
Perception.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's on the floor again. That was a 12. Oh, yeah, it's plus one.
13, then. 12 plus one is 13. Yeah, you can't hear anything.
Okay.
Let's go.
I know the door isn't alarmed because the guards came through it. And I don't reckon. I'll check the door for another glyph.
Okay, roll a perception check.
15.
It's not trapped, it's not alarmed, but it is locked.
Okay, go to unlock it. All these tools.
Plus 5. 6. Did you roll a 1?
Yes, I rolled a 1.
Oh dear. Your trusty lockpick, your favourite one.
No!
As you turn it, and it twists, and it bends, and it snaps.
Oh. What? That was my favourite lockpick.
Come on.
Have you got one?
Hurry up.
Have you got a spare lockpick?
Let me try. He sort of gets a pair of tweezers out, manages to get the broken bit of metal out of there, and then with another pick, he's it's not as quiet or subtle as you, but you, after a minute or so of fumbling around, you hear a click. I think I got it.
Take another listen for the guards. It's been a minute.
Okay. Perception.
That is a 10.
This time, yeah, you can hear some voices. Just outside the door, it sounds like.
Okay, hide. So we both hide in the room.
Yes, good. Okay. Dot Crash hides too.
Say 12 plus 7, that is a 19.
You hear the footsteps pause at the door to the master bedroom, and the voice is quiet, and then you hear the footsteps disappearing to the north.
To the north. I reckon those guards are going to do a circular.
I think they're gone.
They've gone, but I reckon they're going to do a circular patrol. I don't think they're going to come back the way they came, because from what I've seen, from what I can see on the map, it looks like it's a loop going round. So I say, what do you want to do? Do you want to follow them and go the long way, or do you want to risk it for a biscuit and go the short way and see what we find?
You mean go right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I say let's risk it.
You sure? Because this is all on you.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So open the door. Take a little peeky poos.
Okay, you open the door.
There's one there.
No, that's a window. Window looks into the courtyard.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, take a listen at the door to number 7 and
okay.
See if we can hear anything. Oh, I rolled a 6.
It's all right, Doc Crass is slightly better. He's got 20.
Cool.
I think someone's in there.
Should we go the other way then?
Yeah, all right. He does a stealth check and sneaks off. Yeah, by the time you get back, these guys have indeed gone.
Cool.
You make your way up to the door.
Listening at the door.
Doc Crash as well.
10.
Doc Crash, he seems to be listening closer. Wait, he goes, wait. Now.
Okay, try the door.
It's not locked.
Cool, in we go.
You just make it in. You can see through the open door.
Oh, yeah, the guards
to the there. West. The veterans out there, but you and Doc Crash managed to hide to the shadows. Can you do a stealth check, please?
Is a 16 total.
You're good. Doc Crash goes up to here and again listens at the door. Again, he holds up his hand, consciously looking to the west as well. Just as it seems like the guards on the balcony are about to turn round, see you in plain sight, he goes, "I can't go," and you duck through this door.
Lay it.
Just in time.
Ooh, found your stairs for you.
Good going, Ups. Let's find that iron. Get the flock out of here.
All right.
Hang on a sec. So yeah, this broad circular landing and stairwell is built under the copper crystal dome that lets in the moonlight.
Mm.
Three windows open the northern wall, the centre one painted with stained glass figures of dragons and dragonborn. Two windows open to the south, but in the centre of that wall is a wide corridor leading out of the room. Other corridors lead east and west. In the spaces between the windows and halls sit large clay vases holding living decorative vines, which drape the walls of the base of the dome.
A lot of vines.
Doc Crash listens. I think we're clear for now. Let's check down the stairwell.
Alrighty.
And he makes his way hastily across here, keeping to the shadows of the vines. You don't detect anyone down there, so how are you going down the stairs? Are you just walking down?
Me to fall down the stairs?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
No, I don't want to do that. Okay, yeah, we'll just, I guess, stick to the shadows and walk down the stairs, really. You can go front. Doggy, you go first.
As he's halfway down the steps, he motions you to stop. For down the bottom of the stairs, there appears to be two guards.
Are they patrolling or are they just stationary?
They're stationary for now.
I say to Doggy, shall I cast Disguise Self as a guard and then send one of them on break and then stab the other one?
Ooh, It's a bold plan. Well, I'll be nearby if you need help.
Can we see downstairs any further? Anything what's around there?
You see, a stairwell meets another landing decorated with four old suits of decorative scaled plate armour, which stand against the northern and eastern walls between the windows. To the west and south are wooden doors, while a larger, sturdier door is set in the southwestern part of the landing. So the sturdy door is this one in the corner, and there are two plain wooden doors to the west and the south. You can see the four suits of armour around the outside of the circular room, and another set of circular stairs descends down yet another level.
Okay. I'm going to cast Mage Hand, and I'm going to push over the suit of armour that's furthest away from the guards.
I'd say you can push the helmet off, or one of the gloves maybe, but not the whole thing.
Okay. There's two doors at the end as well?
Two doors on this landing of the grand stairwell, yeah. One in the south and one in the west. The sturdy door is this one in the southwest corner.
And we want to go, and I say to Doggy, do we want to go down again? Or do we want this level?
Maybe. How about we split up? I'll check this level, you check downstairs.
Have you never played Dungeons & Dragons before, Doggy? Never split up the party.
I know what you're saying, but time is running short. We can't push our luck too much.
Okay, I'm going to cast Mage Hand, and I'm going to knock on the door at the far end of the corridor, like really loudly, like really, like panicked, like bang, 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 bang.
They both look at each other quizzically, and then the guard nearest the door opens the door, looks around.
Are they both looking at the door?
Their attention's taken away, yeah.
All right, leg it, we go. I go down my
Go door. Where?
I go down the stairs past this level and leave Doggy there uh-huh. to search on his own.
Okay, brill.
That's what you wanted? Wanted to split up?
As you rush off down, you just see him manage to duck through this door here, out of sight, and you move down.
Mm-hmm.
The great stairwell ends in a circular room tiled with a variegated marble tiles. Four stained glass sconces affixed to the wall at regular intervals. Passageways lead north, south, and west. The north one ends in a door here.
Uh-huh. South ends in a door. East ends in a door. West leads to the kitchens. And then there's those two storerooms. There's that hatch. I'm going to go south. I'm going to go down here, come this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to come and investigate that hatch that I saw before.
Luckily, there's no guards as you wander around. Yeah, you make your way into this storeroom. So as the spider sensed before, you also see many shelves mounted in this room with various items such as candles, oil, soap and sacks, and the brass rungs in the northwest corner, which lead up to a closed hatch in the ceiling.
Well, I'm going to stick some candles and wax and bits in my bag. Just a couple of items.
Get some flasks of lamp oil.
Yes.
Candles.
Mm-hmm.
And sack.
Yeah, cool. Open the hatch.
You climb up the rungs until you reach the ceiling where there is a closed hatch, which you just open. You just open it. It appears that there is a rug on top of this hatch. You can't really see past the rug at the moment.
Can I hear anything?
Do a perception check.
Oh, it's a 9.
You hear someone snoring.
Okay. I'm guessing this will be the level that Doggy's on at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. The hatch opens upwards, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna.
What you do?
There could be guards in there. There could be guards in there as well. Although it's not the master bedroom, because we've been in the master bedroom for sure, because we took all the jewels and found the book.
Oh.
Do I want to cause more trouble? No. He's dickheads going around this room. Sod it. I'm gonna leave him to it. I'm gonna go and investigate. I'm gonna remember that's there. Yeah, and I'm going to go and investigate the corridor round to the south. So I'm going to come out of this door, do have a little look, see for any guards, hear anything, and then make my way round to Nar. 16 perception.
You hear footsteps coming from the north towards you.
Okay, I'm going to dart back and I'm going to go into the... Shit. I'm going to go into the wood room.
Yeah, you hear again the footsteps follow. You make it into the door and silently close it behind you. Do you attempt to hide at all?
I cast Disguise Self on me to make myself look like a guard, and I pretend to be asleep in the corner.
You hear some mumbled talking, and again, you know, the pause, the talking and the footsteps pause as they get to the door, and then move on as the footsteps move away, and you hear a door click and slam to the west of you.
All right, as I'm now disguised as a guard, I'm going to come out of my door and go to the room to the south, to the doorway to the south.
Okay, so a plain wooden door in the south of this short corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just open it?
Have a listen at the door. That is a natural 20, 21.
Whoop, 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 whoop!
Ha, 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 ha.
Someone drops a pin in the room beyond, and you hear just. No, let me actually look at my notes. You don't hear anything from beyond.
I check the room for the door for an alarm glyph. That is a 15 plus 7, that's a 22.
No alarm on this unlocked door. Actually, it's locked. It's locked.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Jody. Oh, it's locked. Do I have a spare pick lock? Lock pick?
It's not your favourite one, but you can muddle through. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. I pick the lock. That is a 12 plus 5. So that's a 17.
The door is now unlocked.
Go through the door.
Opens outwards. Inside, you see...
50 guards.
This spacious cellar, supported by a central pillar, contains a round table with stools, two stone basins for mixing liquids, six aging casks on the south wall, and shelves for bottles, demijohns, and tools. A copper cauldron is suspended above the fireplace in a cold fireplace in the northeast corner. It's a wine cellar, but no one appears to be in here.
I am going to pinch some nice looking bottles of wine.
You find a stash of 10. How many are you taking?
I can't carry too many. Let's take 4.
4 bottles of wine. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. I wrap them in the sack between them. I weave the sack between them in my bag so they don't clink together. The sack that I took from the other one.
Okay, I like it.
Cool.
It takes a minute or so.
I know, still obviously disguised as a guard. I'm going to open the door. No, all right, I'm going to listen at the door. That's an 11.
You don't hear anything?
Okay, I open the door, a crack, and have a little peek through.
Okay, there's no one in the corridor.
All right, cool. And I'm going to go to the door on the east.
It's a standard wooden door?
Oh, it's probably just going
to be as you're used to seeing.
Fucking storeroom. Listen at the door. That is a 20. Dirty 20.
From inside, you can hear the sounds of scraping and the occasional sort of loud banging sound. Someone inside appears to be working on something.
Well, now I'm a guard. I'm going to knock on. I'm going to open the door and look in. And yeah. All right, I open the door and look in.
Inside, you see a sturdy work desk laden with tools in the northwest corner, along with two sets of shelves in the southwest and southeast corners, a wooden crate half full of quicklime pieces, and a wooden tub. There is also a small wooden pallet with a bedroll, a pillow, and a blanket. On the two sets of shelves are tools and supplies, including sculpting tools and raw clay. On one shelf is a clay statue of Asmodeus on his glorious throne. Nearby is a plaster cast of the dry but fragile statue, and sitting at the desk, you recognise, not wearing the fine clothes, but is that red-skinned humanoid with the curved horns coming out of his head. He's scraping and sculpting what looks like a clay statue of Asmodeus. Asmodeus is the archdevil, the lord of the nine hells. He's sitting in this statue, resplendent on his evil throne.
Sorry, I was just looking for the washroom. It's the other side.
As you open the door, the figure looks up from his workshop, looks at you, with disadvantage. I thought you just patrolled through here a minute ago. What's wrong? You lost? You come back? Get on patrol.
Sorry,
we've had intruders.
All right. I'm on my way. I was just checking to make sure you're all right. Sorry, carry on. It's looking very good. I close the door.
So that was Moriartis, in case
you... Yeah, no, I figured that. And I come out and I'm going to head up to here.
Do a perception check.
Perception check is a 16, 17.
You think the coast is clear. What do you do?
Think the coast is clear. Well, it's obviously not then. Well, I'm still dressed as a guard. I'm going to walk up the stairs and I'm just going to go, I guess, they go down one more level, don't they?
These steps.
They go down one more level, the stairs. Yeah, they go down one more.
No, this is the bottom floor.
Okay, cool.
The stairs, the circular stairs only go up here.
Okay, I'm going to go walk straight over to these sets of stairs as if I own the place, okay. As if I'm a guard, you know. Yeah, if there's anyone there, I'll just kind of, if it's a guard, I'll give them a nod. If it's anyone that's not in uniform, I'll just do eyes front and march straight through.
As you walk past, you notice as you do, this door to the kitchen open and the two patrolling guards to start their circuit again. They don't seem to have seen you, though.
Cool.
They're looking at the dolphin statue.
Okay, I guess I am going to have to go into...
It's another wooden door, normal wooden door.
This wooden door here. Take a listen at the door. That is 3 + 1. It sounds like a wooden door.
Yes, it does. You can hear some actually loud voices from beyond the door. Some cheering, some exclaiming more in commiseration.
Oh, shit.
What do you do?
I'm going to hang here. I'm going to do a stealth check and try and disappear against the wall, I guess.
Okay.
And see if the guards carry on rather don't see me. Stealth check.
What's your stealth check?
Here's a 12 plus a 7. 19. I'm really
you've successfully plastered yourself against the wall. Mm-hmm. They seem to be
just doing a loop.
They seem to be intensely bored.
Yeah.
You know, they've done this same route 15 times since last night. You know, they're just waiting so they can go join their friends playing craps.
Sounds like all their buddies playing craps in the guard room, in that room. Okay, so they've gone past. I'm going to dart down the corridor to here and head towards this door here.
It's your standard wooden door?
Standard wooden door. Listen at the door. That is a 1 + 1. That is a 2.
You're not quite sure what to make of it. You just have a sort of a pensive moment where you forget what you're doing.
What? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The door.
Oh, yeah. Is it locked? Investigation check. See if it's locked. That's an 18.
It is locked.
Okay, I'm going to pick the lock. And that is a 16, 11 plus 5.
Yeah, you pick the lock. Click.
And I crack open the door just a slightly little bit, see if I can hear anything further.
Okay, you don't hear anything beyond.
All right, go through the door.
This room contains a simple table with stools, several barrels and large shelves. A central pillar supports the ceiling. Many preserved foods are stored here. A narrow window is placed high on the western wall. It's one of these narrow windows that Spidey was using.
Mm-hmm. I chucked some food in the bag.
Okay, yeah. Some cheese?
A little bit, yeah.
I know you like cheese. Oh, no, crunchy.
Crunchy cheese. Something crunchy.
Do you know what? We found these things, and they're like, I don't know if they're a Turkish snack, but they're like roasted corn, like sweet corn kernels.
Uh-huh.
And they're like really crunchy and hard. But, oh, man, we devoured that bag. They're so nice.
Oh, okay. Hang on one sec.
Okay, mate. Ah! Oh, eesh.
Oh, man. Hey. I got up and walked away. Yeah, I got up and walked away. And I was like, oh, realized I was like breathing really fast and was kind of like all kind of like on edge and tense from playing the game. Like, what's behind the door? I'm really tired.
Did you listen at the door of the bathroom before you went in there?
I went in there. Oh, where's my D20? Okay.
Okay. You've explored a lot of this bottom layer.
Yeah.
What's your next move?
I think I'm going to go back to the storeroom with the hatch in and I'm going to go through that hatch if that person's mm-hmm. snoring. I don't think there's much point in going through the guard room. I think from the looks of the map, mm-hmm. that looks like the end of the building.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say that that's pretty much as far as I reckon that place goes. So I'm going to go back down to the storeroom and go to that hatch.
You make your way to the circular room.
Yeah, stealthily, nice and stealthily, make my way to the circular room.
You can hear in the distance these guards moving away, and you use that and your stealthiness to get round the corner here.
Opportunity to leg it, yeah.
The door to the workshop is closed now, again.
Cool. Yeah, I closed it on my way out.
And you make your way back down to the storeroom, dodging the guards. Move yourself back into the storeroom.
Cool.
Climbing up the rungs as you do, you can once again open the hatch and hear the snoring. What do you do?
I'm going to lift the hatch up about 8 inches or so, hold it there mm-hmm. for a second, and then drop it back down and jump back down to the ground and wait.
Okay, yeah, so you open it about 8 inches and then just let it go?
No, don't let it go. I hold it there, open, and then close it uh-huh. back down and then jump back down to the floor and I wait.
Do a stealth check.
If anyone's in the room guarding the room, they would have seen it lift up and then would be then investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Stealth check is 17.
Okay, yeah, you land softly on the floor and wait 5 seconds, 10 seconds. 15 seconds. It all seems quiet.
Cool. I climb back up and I open the hatch as quietly as possible and mm-hmm. I guess try and push the rug away that it's on. I don't know where the edge of the rug is. So I'm going to sneak up there.
You're able to push the rug off the hatch eventually and emerge through it, closing it behind you, into a room where two leather armchairs sit in front of a corner fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the armchairs sleeps a tiefling. Looks like he might be a servant, a butler. Okay. Near the middle sits a table with two chairs. An angular bookshelf occupies the northeast corner, and an ornate wood console table hangs from the west wall. A door is set in the west wall and another door to the north. Okay. Do a perception check.
Okay, perception check. That is a 15 in total.
Yeah, you hear and see, in fact, this door start to open. Do you get time to react?
Have I got time to jump back down into the thing and pull the rug across? Probably not.
You don't think you do, no.
Okay, I'm going to dart behind... how big are those armchairs?
They're big leather armchairs. You could hide behind one.
Okay, I'm going to... Actually, no. Did you say there were drapes or curtains?
No.
No, okay. I'm going to hide behind an armchair then. That is a 17 plus 7.
Which
is a 24.
Can you believe these blooming...
I become an armchair.
Yeah, no, rubbish, huh? Here we go. That lazy git's been asleep for... Wish we'd get to sleep. Bloody tieflings. This job weren't worth it. And they leave the servants' lounge.
Brilliant.
Leaving you just with the snoring tiefling.
I'm going to have a little scope around. I'm going to see what's... I don't think I'm going to probably try and... Well, he just slept through two guards walking and that. Have a look on the dresser.
It's a bookshelf and a console table.
Console table. Is there any keys or anything on the console table, please?
Nothing on the console table of interest, no.
Bedside tables?
There's no bedside tables. There's a table in the middle of the room with two chairs. There's an empty bottle of wine and a glass on the table.
His clothes. Where are his clothes? Are they thrown over a chair or anything?
Jacket? No, he's wearing his clothes. He's fallen asleep in the... It's a lounge. It's not a bedroom.
Oh, sorry. Gotcha. Right.
Armchairs. There's no bed.
In that case, I'm going to go north through the door in the north, away from where... Actually, well, where's Ding Dong? Where's Doggy? He should be looking at this floor. I'm going to listen into the door the guards went through and see what I can hear.
Okay.
That's an 18.
You hear the footsteps retreat further to the west, and then they go a bit quieter. Then they come back again, then they get louder, then they fade again, then you hear a door click open, and then boom, close.
Okay, so they either gone to the north or carried on going west. Okay, I go through that door then to the west.
As you open the door, you see a corridor decorated with widely different ceramic tiles, painted with crests, names, and dates. The tiles vary in age from nearly 1,000 years to 50 years ago. All the names, dates, and dedications are written in draconic characters.
Mm-hmm. It's like being in a manor, in a country house.
Who is? What?
I said it's like being in a National Trust house, but for dragons.
Yeah, a little bit. But for Dragonborn, yeah. Okay, where do you go next?
I'm going to go... What was... to the south of that corridor? Is that a T-junction there? Is that another door?
Yeah.
T-junction, just behind it.
You can look down this corridor, yeah.
All right, and have a little peek around the corner and have a look down that corridor there.
There is... it ends in just three doors.
Cool, three doors.
Yep, two opposite each other and one at the end of this, at the south end of the corridor.
Okay.
This looks like a well-used corridor, a high traffic area. Where'd you go next?
I reckon those guys went south and then came back and then went east. That's what I reckon.
West, you mean?
West, yeah.
Naughty Elephant Squirt Water.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to assume that the door to the east at the end of that corridor is going to be a storeroom because it's one square big, or it's going to be a corridor running around. I'm going to guess...
One square. 10 foot.
It's 10 foot. All right, I'm going to poke my nose through that door. Listen at that door, and seven.
To the east.
To the east. Listen to the door of the east.
Don't hear anything.
Okay, I'm going to push through, go through. Is it locked? Try the handle.
It is locked.
It is locked. Oh, all right then. In for a penny, in for a pound. That is 16 on the thieves tool. Pick the lock.
Yeah, you pick the lock. Do you open the door?
Yeah. Wait. Wait.
What?
Wait. I look for an alarm glyph first. You're going to fuck me.
Okay. Perception check. As if.
You've already done it once, Jody. There's a 12. Perception.
You can hear some light snores. No, there's no glyph.
Okay.
God damn it.
I can hear some light snores. Okay. I gently, quietly, stealthily open the door. Take a peek inside.
This simple but comfortable room is furnished with three double bunk beds with matching small chests and stalls. There appears to be at least three or four figures asleep in this servants' quarters.
I'll close the door and turn around and listen at the other door opposite.
Turn around. The door opposite. You listen.
Yeah, listening.
You hear similar sorts of snores.
All right, okay. I'm going to go back to the top of the corridor and I'm going to go there. I'm going to listen to that door.
Okay. It's a normal wooden door.
That's a 18, 17 plus one.
On the perception check on the door. It's not locked, and it doesn't appear to be alarmed.
Cool. I'm going to give it a crack, open it just ajar, see if I can hear anything, and then...
Perception check on the listen.
Ooh, 17. 16 plus 1.
You don't hear anyone. The guards seem to have left on their patrol.
I'm going in.
You see beyond. A round table sits in the middle of the circular section of the room that corresponds to the southwest tower of the manor. In that section are five stained glass windows depicting regal-robed dragonborn, with a sixth figure painted on the window in the west wall. In the middle of the room sit two desks with two chairs each. Two tall bookcases stand opposite to each other, one on the west and the other on the east wall. A door is set in the east wall that you've just opened and in the north wall. It looks to be a library of sorts.
Are there any books on the tables or anything? Any books that are sort of sat on the side that recently have been looked at or read?
No, but a routine search shows to you that there is an ornate chest in an alcove on the south wall.
Well, hello. I go up to the chest.
It's made of a pale wood, but it's lined with very shiny silver. And it has a complex looking lock.
How big is this chest?
Decent size.
Right. Okay. I'm gonna start to lockpick it, I guess, or give it a go.
So, do your thieves?
That is an 11 plus 5. That is a 16.
Can you do a dexterity saving throw, please?
That is a 15.
DC 15. You jump out of the way just as or you get sort of shocked back as you insert your lockpicks tools. There's a burst of electricity. You manage to get out of the way in time, so you only take 4 electricity damage.
Oh, no.
And you sort of like, ah, backwards.
Okay, I then immediately hide in the room. I'm going to maybe...
do a stealth check.
The table and chairs. That is a 16, 9 plus 7.
You hear this door open, someone look through, but they don't seem to see you. What was that? Did you hear something? Yeah, I thought I did. It could be that bloody imp. He's always sneaking about. All right. Oh, let's carry on with the patrol.
Alrighty. I do an investigation check on the chest to find out why the fuck it has zapped me. Well, obviously it's a defense anti-theft thing, but that is it's a 9.
On perception, You don't seem to be able to find the mechanism of this particular electricity trap. What do you do?
I kind of want to check it again.
Okay, do another perception check.
All right. That is a 13.
Okay, it takes you a little more time, and you're kind of sweating as you're really taking your time over it, but trying also to be not too tardy. Yeah. This time you think you spot it. The way that the silver banding and the silver elements of the decoration, you thought it was just decoration, but it is actually functional and must be conducting some kind of magical electricity. You think you'll be able to disrupt that with your thieves' tools. Maybe short it out with a fuse wire or something. Not that fuses, you know what I mean.
Yeah, a bit of mess.
Basically, in the old rules, there was a separate skill called disable device. So you had pick lock and was separate to disable device. But in 5th edition, they've lumped it all in as a thieves' tool skill check.
Cool.
I still believe in being able to do disable device to disable the electricity trap.
All right, I'm going to disable device using thieves' tools. And that's a 19 total, 14 plus 5.
Okay, yes, you can circumvent the electricity trap, but the chest is still locked.
Okay, I now try and unlock the chest using thieves' tools.
Okay.
Wait a second. I dart up to the doors and take a listen at the doors, because those guys might be coming back round on their patrol.
To the east?
To the east, yeah. That's a 12. 11 plus 1.
You don't hear anything. You're safe for now.
Okay, and the north? 16, 15 plus 1.
Yeah, you can just hear a door slam, as if the guards have just left that room.
Okay, cool. I head back to the safe, to the chest, and start lockpicking. That'll be a 13 plus
5. 13 plus 5, 18. Click!
What goodies do I have? What goodies do I have?
So the inside the chest is lined with black velvet. There's a depression there, almost as if something heavy was once there. In its place, however, is a rolled up parchment.
Okay, I take a look at the parchment.
You unroll it.
Yeah. Got it.
In Draconic, it says, "Dearest Ups, I'm truly sorry to do this to you, but I needed a scapegoat, and you came along at just the right time. You see, I knew all along that what Roth had locked up in here. I've been casing this joint for weeks, waiting for my moment. The glory of Arcosia will rise again. None of its treasures should be held by the fiendish agents of Asmodeus. Do not try and find me, for I'll be long gone and in the wind. But your part in this will be remembered in stories. For I could not have done it without you. 3-1. Dot Crash, Shauna."
Fucker. Right.
As you curse him, you hear a woo, woo, woo of one of the external door alarms.
One of the external door alarms. All right, okay. That's fine. I'm still dressed as a guard. I run towards that alarm sound. I'm still disguised as a guard, so I'm going to run towards that sound. That is, what am I rolling?
Which door do you go through?
Well, where's the noise coming?
The alarm is coming from the floor above.
From the floor above. Okay, I am going to... Hold on, how did I get in floor above? I climbed up to this level, didn't I?
Through the hatch you came.
Through the hatch, okay. Okay, I'm going to leg it back into room 19 and go through the door in the north there to the round stairs. I'm going to draw my guard sword as well and charge on through. Actually,
you open the door.
Hang on. I'm on the first floor, aren't I? No, I'm on the second floor. First floor.
Yes, the middle. You're in the middle floor.
Okay, so there's no the balconies aren't on this one. They're on the ones above, aren't they? Yeah, cool. Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, leg it and straight through. I don't even care who's there. I'm going to pal through.
Okay, there are two stun-looking guards in this office, a room which contains fine wooden bookcases, a desk, and three narrow chests of drawers in the southwest corner. One bookcase has a small section of niches for scrolls. A door is set in each of the northern and southern walls, and windows open in each of the eastern and western walls. Two of these grizzled guards, one looks decidedly familiar, and he looks at you in strange apprehension. And you have this kind of weird Freaky Friday moment where the same dudes are looking at each other. And you sort of do that. You both move your arm at the same time and look to the side.
Come on!
What the bloody hell's going on here?
I just shout at him, stop fucking about and move. The alarm's gone. Go.
Do a deception check.
That is a 16 plus 4. That is a dirty 20.
All right, we're going down to check on the library. Where are you going?
I'm going over the door. I'm going to the alarm door. It's on the balcony.
But I better not bloody let the boss find out that anything's gone missing or it'll be our necks.
Yeah, fucking too right.
And they run off.
All right, I'm going to swipe all of the scrolls that you said were sat there that potentially could be spell scrolls.
Okay. You grab four.
And cool. I've got four spell scrolls. And then I'm going to dash north to the staircase. And up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. You appear in the grand stairway here. The alarm is coming from
the balcony door.
Yeah, the southwest.
Yeah, southwest.
Yeah.
Oh, the smaller one, the one we came in. Right. I'm gonna leg it to. Actually, do I want to run after him or do I want to investigate to my right? Fuck it. Yeah. I'm gonna turn right. I'm gonna go east. East. He's going to be gone. You're not going to let me catch him. So I'm going to go east.
Okay, yeah, it's a plain wooden door.
And I'm going to go through the door straight away. Not even going to knock. Go straight through there.
Straight through. Yeah, this broad room contains an elegant wooden table with chairs, as well as an empty wooden bookshelf carved to resemble a wisteria-overgrown garden arch. You've just come over basically a roofed stone bridge that passes over the cliff with the waterfall running below it into what must be the foyer, the entrance room.
Okay, I'm going to go north and have a look in that room. Straight on in. No stealth check, nothing. Going in, checking the rooms. The alarms have gone off.
Inside are four guards on high alert. Their swords are drawn. They spot you.
Yeah.
Oh.
This one.
Is you Bronco?
Yeah, just checking. That's you alright? You seen anything?
Not this side. You should be at your station. You're not even on this level.
Yeah, I know. But the governor told me to come running and just check everyone in. I'm heading back that way now.
Oh, he must be doing his flipping lid in.
He's fucking going bananas, mate. He's absolutely going bananas. I'd stay here out of the way if I was you, because he is on the warpath. You don't want to get that, Raph. I've just had two barrels of it. Anyway, got to run.
As long as no one comes in through here, we were about to lower the portcullis.
Give it 2 secs, and yeah, let me just check in with them, and I'll knock on the door, and you can do that on my way back. I'll give you the all clear, and I'll come out of the room, and I'm gonna walk out the front door. I'm going straight out the front door.
You hear some shouts after you, Bronco! He's abandoning his post, cheeky little bugger. Someone go tell the boss. All that fades as you walk off, melt into the darkness of the town.
Whee!
And we're done.
Nice. And I leg it back to the circus.
Again, everyone has finished their party. They're all passed out. And you slip into your cot, fuming. So angry.
Yeah, absolute fucking storming. But I have a look at those four scrolls before I go to bed.
There's protection from good. What's it? Remove curse. Tensor's floating disc. And sending. And you've got four bottles of nice wine wrapped in your sack.
Four bottles of nice wine. Yeah. And some candles and bits. Didn't I get some jewels?
And 50 gold pieces.
Yeah. Oh, 50 gold pieces. No. Yeah. No, I didn't get the jewels, but I got 50 gold pieces. Oh, what a scumbag. Yeah. But I did just strut out the front door like a fucking G, though.
if only you'd set it to explode after you, so as you walk away, it explodes without you looking back at it.
Absolutely.
You had the lamp oil.
Oh, mate. But, oh, so should I say. No, but it's a big dragonborn, like, historical place. I couldn't set it on fire.
Exactly. But it's in the hands of a nefarious devil.
Oh, that have to come back
at least his plans have been thwarted.
Oh god, I've come across Doggo again on another adventure. Oh, it's gonna be hell to pay. I walk up behind him and be like, ha 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 ha. That was brilliant. Great, man. That was great.
Brilliant.
Oh, nice.
Oh no, well thanks for playing, man.
Oh no, thanks for doing it.
Thank you very much for listening to Centre of the Universe. This was really fun to do, and because we had a load of fun doing it, I wanted to not leave the other players out. So we've got another bunch of one-shots where we do solo adventures coming up. And next week, we're going to have Marshall the Shady, and we're also going to do another first and have a guest star on the podcast. So really looking forward to having one of our mates, Joe, come on and do an NPC voice or two. It's going to be really fun. Again, this is all done during lockdown, so we played online, recorded using Zencaster, and then used Roll20 for the maps and things like that. Thanks as always to Dave for the awesome theme tune. The artwork from this episode was commissioned from a Reddit user. It goes by the name of FlygoHR, and you can see his work at www.flygohr.com. And thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on Centre of the Universe. Bye!